ABC Radio Australia.
It is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month in the United States this week. It recognises the contributions of Asian American and Pacific individuals who have made contributions to the American society in areas like science, government, the arts, business and civil rights. It's marked by events throughout the country, and ABC's Finau Fonua spoke to one event organiser in Salt Lake City, Susie Fauch Malohi Fo'ou. She is the CEO at Utah's Pacific Island Knowledge to Action Resources.
There were lots of things that were organized. I mean, this week, Sa'ili, which is a Samoan community group, they have some people from the Hukulea, from some of the Vakas here doing a whole weekend, a week of education. A lot of the Asian community, we did a 5K together. And a lot of the Asian communities do events. The whole month has been full of events. And on even like the Native Hawaiians, you know, was here from Hawaii, and she also did some education and workshops. So the month has been full of culture for both Asians and Pacific Islanders here. We have about 80,000 Pacific Islanders that live in Utah.
Is events like this, is having Heritage Months like this important? What's the purpose of events like this?
I think for visibility, to see us, because we live in a place where we're not small in numbers and people just don't see us. And so they have a Hispanic Heritage Month, they have, you know, Black History Month. And so it's just a way for visibility and to showcase our own culture. So we have two Pacific Island charter schools here in Utah. We have Mana Academy and we have Pacific Carriage Academy. And both of them would celebrate the mainstream schools may or may not do anything. Nationally, in Washington, D.C., all of the national Asian American Pacific Island organizations have events in Washington, D.C., and we'll do hill visits. There'll be galas. There's a lot that goes on in Washington, D.C. around Asian American Pacific Island Heritage Month. Mm-hmm. And I know it's strange for people not in America, right? Because I've had this conversation with people that are from New Zealand and Australia, and they ask me, what is this? And I always say, it's because you come from a place where Pacific Islanders are the mainstream, right? New Zealand, the Maoris are the indigenous. In Australia, the indigenous are the Aborigines. And we are not the indigenous here in this country.
I see.
But I know a lot of people outside of America, it's hard for them to understand why do Asians and Pacific Islanders put together?
A lot of people would be surprised that Utah has a sizable Pacific Islander diaspora there. It's landlocked in the Western United States. How did Pacific Islanders end up in a desert state like Utah?
It's because of the Mormons, the LDS Church, that did a lot of missionary work in the South Pacific. And so then how the Native Hawaiians came here, and they were the first people here. So one of the presidents of the Mormon Church had gone to Hawaii, and when he came back, he asked some of the Native Hawaiians to come here. And they ran into some racism, and then the church moved them out into the desert and gave them a big piece of land, but it was in the middle of the desert. And the Hawaiians moved out there and made it into a very beautiful city. And they even won an award back in the 1800s for the most beautiful city in Utah. Once the LDS Church announced that they were going to build a temple in La'e, Hawaii, then most of the Hawaiians moved back to Hawaii. But there were still some that stayed here that were married to, say, Samoans and other Pacific Islands. And then it started from there.
And that was Susie Fauch-Malohi for All, CEO at Utah's Pacific Island Knowledge to Action Resources.